Tony Harris, field manager. I thought we were probably good enough to even get a win in the first game. You know, we just really self-destructed defensively, which has been one of our strengths for the year. Our pitching's been pretty good and our defence has been pretty solid and our hitting's been just okay. And, you know, to make seven errors in that first game with a nice lead, we let the Aces back into it, and they're a good enough ball club that took advantage. So to come out of that with a series win was good after a rough start.
So with those errors in the first game, how much of that do you think was pressure? Was there something else in that? Because it just didn't look...
Probably just, you know, pressure we put on ourselves. You know, we really took things a little lightly, I thought, with a bit of a lead. And, you know, we let the Aces get back into the ball game. And then once they got back into the ball, they kept on creeping into the ball game again. And then I thought we self-destructed a little bit. So I was just pleased that we were able to come out of that. You know, after that first game, we really played some solid defence on a pretty tough field.
And who stood out for you, do you think?
Well, I thought our hitters did. You know, it's a hitter's ballpark, obviously. So all round, I think collectively our hitters did a really good job. We just kept on adding, you know, in most of our innings, which was good. But that being said, our pitching also, to get great starts out of our starters. You know, Mildren did a great job in game two, and we had Maurer in game three. And like I said, it's a hitter's ballpark. To pitch in this ballpark and... you know, to keep a good hitting ball club like yours down to the scores that we did, I thought we did a good job.
Yeah. And the Aces left a lot of runners on base today. Was there anything that you did to make that happen?
Oh, the only thing we try to do is contrast with our relievers. You know, after Ruzy come out of the game a little earlier than we would have liked, you know, we just really try to contrast the types of pitches that we threw to pitchers that we threw to their hitters. You know, we respect their ball club a lot. They hit very well, and we're just trying to keep them off balance, and I thought we were able to do that.
And Brandon Bant and Tom Bryce, two home runs each today, was it?
They swung the bat good. You know, our leadoff guy had a good day. He got four or five hits and was on base as a table setter for most part of the day. And he's quite sick too today with a gastro bug. So it's funny how those things work out for you some days. Some days you don't feel the best and you have your best days. But guys swung the bats good across the board, I thought. So they did a nice job. Baseball or any sport between South Australia and Victoria, always very passionate, and we love coming here and competing, and we've got a lot of respect for the coaching staff and the ball players on the Aces club, and you know, we'll know they'll be there somewhere in the end of this this whole league, at the mix of things and at the business end, and you know, we'll certainly enjoy you know, competing also at that that time of year, so we look forward to it. Oh, not really. I mean, Claxton Shield, you know, I think it's just that rivalry between the two states. You know, that's no matter what sport it is, we both love to beat each other, and that's, you know, you guys outplayed us last year and won it. And,
by
you know,
by a
whisker, that's right. I think if we go to a game three, it would have been a real good battle, and it was a pity it didn't go to game three, but we kind of let you back in the eighth inning of game two.
Yeah.
Not that I think of that very often.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Okay, mate.